Welcome to Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. I'm your host, Damali Peterman. On this podcast, we invite you to share a conflict that you need help navigating, and I, along with a guest co-host, will share what we would do in that situation to help you reach your breakthrough. Welcome to the show. On today's episode, I am thrilled to have Robin Inslee in the studio. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Damali. I'm so flattered and to be here and so happy to see you.
Oh, likewise, likewise. So I want everyone to know how we met. We were fortunate enough to be in the Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses program and even the Tory Burch cohort of that program, which is an all-women's cohort. And we were then in a smaller subgroup of growth group. They call it growth group. It's like their own little lingo, ladies and gentlemen. And it was amazing because we had the opportunity to talk every week. And then we had our own sidebar conversations. And sometimes it was just you and I on video chat,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So we developed a great friendship and relationship. And you are just in for a treat today for the audience tuning in, because Robin is a communications expert with, you know, when I say over two decades, I feel like it seems like an eternity, but it just shows the level of experience and that how seasoned you are in this industry. And you've specialized in the food media space. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Correct. Well, first of all, Damali, you're one of my favorite people, and I always love our – and I miss our growth
Me
groups
too.
And our calls and our Zoom meetings. They're a highlight of my mornings on Tuesday. It's every Tuesday morning.
So, likewise.
I got into the food media space. I'm in – it's food PR, and I've been in the food media space for – I would say, like you said, over two decades. I can't believe it's been that long.
Flown by, right?
by. Speed of light. But I actually got in it by my interest in nutrition. And I was a master's in nutrition. And I worked all focused all on communications. And then I just sort of evolved into – I fell into this world of chefs and restaurants and cookbook authors and travel and products and brands. But it was just through my love of like the communication side of it and the media side and PR. But it's everything I do is just through the food, the microcosm of food.
I love that. Who doesn't like food? That's fantastic. And so you're going to keep us in suspense, Robin. Are you going to tell us about some of the brands that you've worked with?
I've been very, very fortunate. I have, I've worked with some of them, some of the biggest brands from Jacques-Tours Chocolate. I've launched the Food Network New York City Wine and Food Festival, the South Beach Wine and Food Festival. I've worked with some chefs from, you know, Alice Waters to Charlie Trotter. I've worked on television shows. And before that also, I have, you know, expertise in the culinary wellness world. And I was one of the integral I played an integral role in launching the Mediterranean diet and putting it on the national stage.
And that is incredible because, first of all, I think everyone knows the Mediterranean diet. It's such an integral part of our culture in general. And two, there's so many different nutrition programs that kind of evolved from the Mediterranean diet. And so I feel like I'm sitting here with like food royalty right now.
I feel like I'm with royalty myself. Damali, your legal conflict resolution royalty expert.
Oh, PR. We might have to take you out of food and put you into a conflict resolution
legal.
And legal.
Just call me. You have my number.
Oh, you know I will. You know that I do. So for those of you tuning in for the first time, you can simply call in our hotline number and leave a message. You can ask any question that you're contemplating, and it doesn't have to be a conflict. It could be anything that's going on for you and you're not quite sure how to navigate it. It can also be an actual conflict, and you really want to hear from someone who's not invested in the outcome. With a co-host on the air for the first time, we will play the message and give you some feedback as to what we would do in your situation. So, Robin, what do you think? Should we play the first message?
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's
All right.
see what we have coming in.
Ooh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You have one message.
Hi, my name is Angela, and I'm calling, actually. You know, there is this thing, I own a business, and a lot of people tell me I need to market, and then they use the word PR, public relations, in the same sentence. And as a business owner, sometimes I guess it's very, very confusing, and I would really love to know the difference between public relations in marketing, or if they're essentially the same thing. My assumption is that they're not, but I would love a breakdown in everyday language. So I really look forward to your answers, and I absolutely love, love, love your podcast. Thank you.
What a great question. Yeah, what a great question, right?
It is a good question, and it's an important question. It is. I mean, PR and marketing, they feel like they're so entwined, or they're one, and they have become very entwined. But in terms of, like, at their core, they're quite different. So marketing, people like in marketing, usually – marketing is usually – aligned with the advertising side of a brand, and PR is on the other side. So, but between the two, marketing sort of interfaces between both of them. Marketing is more selling the brand, putting the product at the point where you're like interfacing with your consumer or your target audience, mm-hmm. wherever that is. And PR is really more about promoting, you know, creating the image and telling the story about your product or who you are or whatever your brand through a third party, and that's through media relations, which is about, you know, which is television, print, journalism, social media. So there are two very different components, but in the last, you know, they've been sort of coming closer and closer and closer together and sort of interweaving. And you will have PR agencies that have a marketing department or have a consumer marketing department. Big global PR agencies do. And you'll have advertising agencies that work with the marketing department to conceptualize their touch point with their customer or their consumer and target audience.
Okay. So that sounds good. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like marketing and PR go hand in hand.
Yes.
And that successful companies tend to have either a marketing company with PR as a part of it or vice versa.
It's both.
Okay.
They're very intertwined. I mean, I feel like marketing, there's a more defined return on investment that you can make from marketing. You can see where your marketing dollars are going. Marketing is, let's say, it's experiential marketing. It's the food truck you'll see out on Union Square or wherever, and people are giving away free product. What you're doing is you are interfacing with your customer. You know, that's a form of marketing.
Okay.
Marketing can be newsletters. Marketing can be even social media. PR is media relations. It's constructing your brand, you know, promoting your brand. It's image building.
Oh, like brand development.
Brand development.
I mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And so tell me how you use PR for food.
I use PR through food, through traditional and social media. You know, it's all about building, telling the story about your client through traditional forms of media and now social media.
Right.
And it's both in where you are constructing a narrative and you're building the story around it so that story is getting out through the channels that the end target, the customer of that brand, is absorbing and following and following.
I like this. So if I wanted to sell an apple, say I had an apple company and I wanted to market it, then one of the things that I could do through experiential marketing is to go out and hand out apples and say, these are my apples, Damali's apples, they're amazing, you should try them. Mm-hmm. What PR does is it takes that same apple and it creates a story and it uses it interfaces with media mm-hmm. to basically expand the reach of your market.
Exactly.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I love this because, you know, for me, mm-hmm. I saw PR and marketing being kind of like brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. They are.
If you will.
In many ways, they are.
But I don't think I really appreciate it because I have marketing, but it sounds like I need some PR and sounds like I need Robin Izzy PR, but I don't have any food. Robin, I need some food in my portfolio to get you on board.
You need to create a legal brownie brand or something like that.
Tamales
brownies. A legal energy bar.
Tamales donuts.
Tamales donuts.
I like that
exactly.
alliteration, right? Uh-huh. And so now I get it. So Angela, to your, for your question, I think it's so key because I think there may be a lot of people holding on to the misconception of how, and perhaps using synonymously marketing with PR, when in fact, they're very different. And so PR is so key because I was thinking about this the other day. When you see, ads, when you see newspaper ads, or when you see an article in Forbes and they're talking about an entrepreneur or someone, or a pitch, right? So if you're pitching for, say to get a space in a newspaper, you are doing that for some of the brands you represent through PR. Is that right? So say if I were, again, this Apple company and I'm like, Robin, I want to take this Apple company to the next level. I want to be covered in Apple's Journal of New York. Is that a PR type thing?
That's a PR.
Got it.
That's PR. Yes. Because, or you could say there is, if you're promoting, let's say this Damale has this amazing new apple that's just with a particular sort of region and strain, and it tastes delicious. It's this amazing combination of reddish green. Okay, it's beautiful. Okay, so you are then, what you would hire me for is to say, I want to tell the story about who Damale is, how she created this apple, what this apple does to you, the taste, the flavor, how it's grown, its health properties, how good it is for your body, you know, for your health wise and sensory. And so you're going to hire me to say, so I'm going to say, okay, there's this great publication in Long Island that's perfect for your target market. I'm going to tell the story. I'm going to call the editor or pitch it and write the editor. And we're going to create a story around that and put it in that magazine. So that market that you want to attract out there reads about it. And then they're inspired and driven to want to find that apple and buy that apple.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Whereas marketing, I would be like, let's put together a little pop-up in that area. We can drive out there, create a beautiful, sort of very attractive sort of setup. And you are on the ground interfacing with that customer and having them taste it themselves at that point, you know, and taste it for themselves. That's the difference.
First of all, that was fantastic. I love dealing with hypotheticals that you can visualize. And even though I don't have an Apple company, I feel like I do because you're like, it's reddish green. And you have, I mean, it was the art of storytelling came through and how you just explained that to us. And so thank you so much, Robin.
Oh, you're welcome.
Angela, I hope that is helpful. And not only for Angela, for everyone who's trying to navigate what it means to, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It's also like, so you just know that PR and marketing, they do interface. So if you're looking for a PR agency, they would know marketing. And they, and a good question to ask is if they have a marketing department or if they have any experience in marketing. So it is, and vice versa with advertising the marketing department, marketing agency.
So Mad Men had both, right?
Mad Men, Well,
I just binge watched that, so I had
Isn't
to throw that in there.
So great. It's one of my favorites.
It's really great. And then thinking about advertising and marketing and PR, I feel like they're all in the same family.
Yes, there are.
Love it. Mm-hmm. And so, Angela, hopefully that's really helpful. I know I learned a lot listening to that and understanding the intersection between marketing, advertising, and PR, and also how marketing and PR differ. And so let us know how you're doing. We love to hear feedback from our callers. We want to know more about the business that you have and how to continue to support you and other listeners that are tuning in. So without further ado, let's play the second message.
You have one message. Hi, Damale. My name is Brad, and I own a dessert company. And I was wondering if you could help me with some PR questions that I have in trying to promote my business. I've been in business for 5 years now, selling a very low-cost item. And every time I think about using a PR agency, I come across these very expensive bills at, say, roughly $6,000-$7,000 a month. And I'm not sure what my return on investment is going to be for this low-cost item. I'm concerned that social media platforms have taken off, and that is where I should spend my money going forward rather than print or television media. I haven't got much traction in the past when I have gotten some press. And unfortunately, now I got to figure out the next direction. Please help me make the decision for me, if you can. Thank you, and I appreciate this platform.
What a great, great question.
That's a great question. That's a common question.
Really?
Yes. It's a very common question.
And so why do you think people are often trying to figure out, is it worth it to invest in PR? Because it may seem, he was saying that he thought it was expensive for the product that he has.
Right.
And, you know, we don't have any insight as to what that product is.
Right.
But he's trying to figure out, should he go social media route or mm-hmm. go invest more into more traditional PR?
Right. First of all, I feel like that's a very common question with PR. A lot of people, you know, wonder, like, what is PR? What is the return on investment? And one of the biggest challenges has always been in PR is the fact that it is a little amorphous, like compared to marketing and advertising, where, you know, you put the money into an ad, you put the money into a pop-up, and you can see the immediate return. And public relations is image building. It's brand building. It's telling your story. And there is not – that takes – it's a much more intensive, long-term goal. And so and people – and it is a lot of – you know, that – $7,000 right now. That's a typical fee, and it's very, for some it could be, mm-hmm. but they want somebody who wants to come in and they want to see within the first month, I want to, you know, an immediate return. That's what they want. And it takes a little longer to do that.
And why does it take longer, Robin?
Because you are, it's just the timeline of how everything works, depending on how you want to get it out. Today, nowadays, in this world, any kind of PR, I feel, involves traditional and social media. Mm-hmm. Anything. You really need a combination of the two. And whether you are building your story on and your brand on the social media platform, or else you're building it in pitching and taking it to traditional media, everyone has their lives. It takes a little longer, you know, how long do we take for me to schedule this interview with you, you know, and then you're going to have to edit it, and then you'll have to post it out, and then you're going to have to promote it. Okay. Yeah. How long does it take for, even a blog post? You know, you think, you know, this world, you feel like you're so immediate with your phone in your hand and and you get an article right up there, but, you know, there's time that it takes to write. There are times it takes to approve it. There are times you have to take to put it all together. That's time. And sometimes, you know, it's a time project. It's a long-term investment. And then same with building social media. Mm-hmm. You know, you should be doing that, keeping that in mind from the very beginning once you have a brand, as you're, you know, figuring out your social media. And so you really, I feel like even then you're building your story and getting your followers. How many followers, you know, to get over 1,000 followers, that's a lot of work. This doesn't all happen at once. Unlike if you have an ad or a pop-up, you know it's going to take you 4 or 5 months to build it, put it in a magazine, post it out, you know, run it on a podcast, do your pop-up, and you've got the numbers right there within 1 month. It takes longer. So it's just – that's just the backhand, behind the scenes, the logistics is a much more intensive timeline.
So I like that because it's really helpful for managing expectations. Mm-hmm. If you know going in that PR, you're in it for the long game, mm-hmm. but it has wonderful benefits, mm-hmm. because – with that consistent story, with that art of storytelling, mm-hmm. with the brand development and content development, mm-hmm. and media relations that you're getting from a person like Robin, you're basically creating this image and story that could lasts longer too.
Right.
Because if you're thinking about like a pop-up or something quick, it does have a quick return, but then it's gone.
Yeah.
Right. Like mm-hmm. you do all this work on the front end, to your point, you have the pop-up and it's gone. But with PR, it's a longer game. And I can totally see how there's a return on the investment, especially if your goals are to reach certain folks and to have this story and to have a partner in brand development.
You made such a good point about, first of all, you make two great parts. First of all, a partner. You know, PR is really your partner in brand building. And you want to look at that. You know, look at, you know, who is the PR? What, you know, how are they going to partner with me? And how are we going to work together? Because for us, we feel that we're an outside agency, but with an in-house feel and approach to our PR. So we're pretty much partners shoulder to shoulder with you through your whole development, your whole evolution. And that, you know, just takes time. But the other thing is what you pointed out was your goal. I mean, it's very important for anyone because it is a lot of money, $6,000 to $7,000. It's a lot of money that you're asking somebody to part if they have, depending on your product, you know, so many sales, even if it's like he said, it wasn't that high. What did he say about the product?
I think he said it was a low cost product.
It was a low cost product. Yes. So, that's a lot of money to ask. And, you know, you should also explore to him if agencies have a sliding scale. You know, you always take that into consideration. You know, just because somebody says their fee doesn't mean like you close the door on that. You know, if you feel good about a person, you want to work with them, people want to work together, and you should just – that's the beginning of your relationship. But you should approach any PR agency with what is the goal? What is your goal? Is it – to build a brand awareness? Is it to get sales? Is it just to get enough awareness so somebody can buy your brand or buy what you're selling? You know, there's so many different goals, and you should be very clear about when you go to a PR agency, very clear in your mind of what your goal is and how you see their PR and their PR plan is going to fit and meet and help you reach your goal. And that's very important.
I love that because it also helps the caller to see that there are different ways to process and consider what return on investment means.
Exactly.
Because if you're thinking about it from the wonderful perspective that Robin provided, you're entering into a new business relationship. There's someone who's going to be with you shoulder to shoulder. And say if your company, you said it was a dessert company, your forte is working on desserts. It may not be PR. And so you can focus on what you do best and allow someone like Robin to do what she does best mm-hmm. and focus on the PR. So you have a partner in that. Second, you have to think about what your goals are, as Robin mm-hmm. said. So think about what you're trying to accomplish. Think about how this company or this individual is helping you to promote your brand, to develop your brand, to tell your story. Again, mm-hmm. giving you time to focus on what you're working on. Maybe you're coming out with some different desserts or different recipes. Mm-hmm. And so I love that you're thinking about this, Brad. I love that it's a partnership. I think that sometimes when it's not an immediate response or reaction to something that you're paying for, it can be hard, especially I don't know where you are in the development of your company, but if you're pre-revenue and so more mm-hmm. money's going out than's coming in, or if you're mm-hmm. in the early stages, you said 5 years or so, I can totally see how, as Robin said, it's a very common question to ask. But it sounds like we've given you a lot of things to consider mm-hmm. as you're looking for the right PR partner. And the last thing that I'll add to what Robin said, which she's already mentioned it before, is make sure you find the right partner for your industry. Yeah. Because even though Robin is spectacular and I'd love to work with her, as we all know, she focuses on food and I don't have any food products. And so you want to make sure that to the extent you can find that right mm-hmm. partner, that they understand your industry. Yeah. They know how to tell your story. Mm-hmm. And that's how you'll really get the most for your money in that partnership.
Correct. Yeah, I feel like PR is a relationship. It's relationships. That's what it is. So you want to work with somebody, you want to find somebody, an agency that has relationships within your industry. You're not going to go to a PR agency, if you like, even though they are the most wonderful people in the world, but they are working on how, you know, interior design, that's not going to help you.
Not for us.
No, unfortunately, I love interior design. I love a beautiful home, but that's not, but that's not going to help my end goal of promoting and building my dessert company.
Excellent. And so, Brad, I hope you have a lot to think about, some questions to ask as you're considering through various options for PR. Send us some of that dessert that you have. We'd love to have some.
Yeah, I'd love to know more about it.
Yeah, we sample things. And perhaps you need to call Robin at Robin Inslee & Associates because that's her industry. She's in the food industry. And so I'd like to thank you, Brad, and Angela for calling in. I'd like to thank the audience for tuning in. And Robin.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you. This has been so fun. And like you said, it's gone by in a flash.
It goes by so quickly.
It does.
All of my co-hosts are always like, we don't have a third question. And maybe in the future, I have to ask a third question because by then we're really rocking and rolling. Right?
Exactly. That bonus question.
You got to add a bonus question. And you know, we had some more questions that came in that would have been perfect for you. So we have to have you back on the show.
I would love it.
That would be amazing.
Thank you, Damali.
Love having you here.
I love being here.
Excellent. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day. Do you have any barriers that we can help you break through? If so, you can leave a brief message at 646-363-6322 or on our interactive blog at www.breakthroughadr.com. Please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at the @BREAKTHROUGH DR. I'm your host, Damali Peterman, and this is Breakthrough Barriers with Damali. Although I am a lawyer, mediator, and an educator, and many of my co-hosts will represent various professions, we want to be clear that we are not providing legal advice, counseling, or suggestions. Our goal is to provide a roadmap for conflict resolution to generate future conflict resolvers. Continue to break through and have a wonderful day.